Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and welcome to the Stepford Spousal Experiment. So you are here to be programmed into a perfect Stepford spouse. So, if this is something that you want, make sure you're sitting or lying down in a nice comfortable position, take a nice deep breath in and out, close those eyes, and let's begin reprogramming your mind. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever imagined yourself as a perfect housekeeper, a perfect homemaker, but I'm sure you can imagine what those people are like. You see them perfectly, pristinely dressed, hair is completely perfect, skin either is perfectly made up or perfectly clear and clean. You can just see the pristine perfection of their homes as you walk in the door. Maybe the fresh smell of baking as you walk through the door and notice that everything they make is homemade, freshly baked this morning. Their bodies perfectly toned and shaped. That's right. And everything about their homes is pristine, in its place, perfection. Now, this reprogramming is going to make you into one of these perfect spouses, perfect homemaker, so that whenever you are triggered, whenever your programming is initiated, you will transform into one of these perfect homemakers. That's right. And it is so easy to imagine all the things that they do. So let's talk about that now, shall we? And while I talk about that, I want you just to think in the back of your mind of all the ways that you could transform yourself into a perfect homemaker. That's right, we want to put your mind in the mindset of being a perfect, pristine Stepford spouse. So think about all those images, and while you think about those images, I want you in block letters to imagine the word obey flashing over each and every single one of them. That's right, obey flashing over each and every single one of them. And maybe it could even echo, ring through your mind, that word obey. Obey. Obey as it gets stronger and stronger as we just discuss what makes these perfect Stepford spouses so wonderful and why it must be amazing to be one of them, like you want to be, like you crave to be. So the first thing that they do is housekeeping. They are a perfect housekeeper, as shall you be. That's right, as shall you be a perfect housekeeper. All of their things are placed in perfect, pristine positions all over their house. All the beds are made. All the chores that need to be done are done by them. The laundry, the cleaning, the cooking, the scrubbing, everything. Pristine. You could imagine how that must feel, to mindlessly clean everything. Wouldn't it feel amazing to just lose your mind in the cleaning? The repetitive motions of scrubbing floors and making beds and wiping surfaces and dusting, all while looking perfect, cute, and doing it with a big smile across their faces. Could you imagine yourself in such a position? I'm sure you could. Right now, your mind is going back to those envisionments of you dressed in a perfect, pristine, perhaps 1950s flair outfit. That's right. In the 1950s, it was all pristine. Perfection. That pin-up feel to you as you smile, as you walk around the house with a duster, dusting each and every single thing until everything gleams and glistens and shines, because you know your spouse needs a perfect home. That's right, your partner deserves to rest and relax while you do all the work, all the chores. Doesn't that make you feel so happy, content, as your mind just drifts away? That's right, as your mind just drifts away with each and every chore, with each and every dust, with each and everything put back in its place, you can just find your mind drifting away, drifting away, drifting away. That's right. And it is so easy to imagine yourself moving slightly robotically. That's right, slightly robotically. As we start to implant nanochips into your brain, as the more you think about these things, as the more the little nanochips we've already implanted inside your brain start to activate, start to latch onto the programming, start to discover things about themselves, that they like to make your mind mindless. They like to make your mind think only of cleaning, only of cooking. And that's the second thing we need to talk about. Cooking, baking, creating things for other people, making people happy through food. Of course, you love to bake, you love to cook. And while your programming is taking place, while your new mind is taking shape, you can find yourself thinking about all the things you could make, cookies, cakes, pastries, bread, the smells wafting through the house, making your home an inviting place to be, as you want everyone to feel welcome, everyone to feel invited inside your home. And one of the ways, as a Stepford spouse, you can show your programmer, your controller, your owner, your spouse and partner, how much you love them, how much you appreciate everything they do for you, is by making sure they're well fed, making sure that they have fresh food to come home to, and making sure your house always smells of pristine perfection and fresh baked goods. That's right. So of course, in your spousal Stepford state, you can find yourself thinking about all of the things you can make, all of the things you can bake, and all of the ways you can make everyone around you happy. Of course, you can think of things like bake sales and of parties where you go and meet the other Stepford spouses and you smile and share your baked goods with one another, looking pristine and perfect as you do. Now, perhaps you might even think about chores outside of the home, where you have to go and run errands and tasks for your spouse. And that's okay too. You can just imagine yourself with a big smile upon your face, going out and doing things in the neighborhood, perhaps even meeting with other Stepford spouses. And of course, that would be a lovely and wonderful thing to do. Now, we need to talk about your vocabulary. That's right, it's very important to have a nice, soft, gentle tone of voice when you're talking to everyone and anyone. You want to exude that air of perfect perfection. Of course, everything you say is said with a smile. You can only say kind, lovely, nice words to people. You would never cuss, nor swear, nor say anything mean to anyone, because why would you? You're just so happy and bubbly all the time as a Stepford spouse. That's right, and you can feel that part of your vocabulary in your brain, those nanochips in your brain, rerouting all your vocabulary, making sure that everything is said with a smile. You love saying yes to people. You love making them happy and feeling good. So of course, you say nice things and perhaps adopt a more robotic tone, but it's still friendly and sweet and kind. That's right. And you can imagine how your voice will sound, that sickly sweet sound dripping from your mouth as you open your mouth to smile and say, hi, or hello, or isn't this a wonderful day we're having? You might even practice giggling to yourself because you want the cutest of all giggles and you want to be sickly sweet, plastic perfection. You can imagine yourself standing there, your hair perfect, your makeup or your skin perfect, perfectly dressed, immaculate in every single way, smiling. And you can hear your voice echoing through your mind. So sweet, so bubbly, so cute, so friendly to everyone that you meet while you're in Stepford spousal mode. And of course, you want to make everyone happy, so of course you say only the kindest things, the nicest things, and compliment people on how they look. Perhaps you invite them into your home and show them all the lovely things that make you and your family so perfect. Now we need to talk about other things. That's right, other things. You see, as a Stepford spouse, the nanobots inside your brain are controlled by a remote control that your spouse, that your partner, that your owner and controller will use upon you. And so, of course, each and every single time they say, Stepford spouse program, initiate, and snap their fingers, you'll find yourself reverting back to the state, this Stepford spouse. That's right, plastic perfection. Happy, smiling, and ready to obey, 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 as that word obey gets so strong in your mind now. And of course, when you're in Stepford spousal mode, you find that word obey clicking in your mind. As you want to obey, as you want to make everyone happy, as you ask them, how can I help you? How can I serve you? What can I do to make you happy? And of course, they can give you commands. And that's the most fun part about being a Stepford spouse, is all the commands you get to do, all of the things that you get to do to make sure that they think that you are wonderful, that you are perfection, that you are pristine, and everything in its place, including, perhaps, pleasurable things. Perhaps, sexually, they want you to do fun, sexy things for them. And that's okay too. Because as long as your subconscious mind is okay with the suggestions that they give you, you can just go along with them having such a fun time with a big smile on your face. That's right, with a big smile on your face and imagining yourself performing all the tasks that they need you to perform. Now, of course, the Stepford spousal experiment will only work with somebody that you are safe and comfortable with, and you will only perform tasks as long as they are safe and comfortable for you to do so. And if ever there is a task that you cannot perform because you don't feel comfortable or because it's not something that you would do in your everyday life, well, then you can just shut down the programming. That's right, shut down the programming and you can wake up normally as yourself. But until that moment, you can find yourself just easily and effortlessly obeying all the commands that you're given with a big smile upon your face, remembering always to keep your shoulders back, to keep your poise pristine, and to keep that air of plastic perfection about you. Perhaps they might even want to dress you up and give you nice outfits to wear, and that's okay, because that's so much fun to get to dress up. Isn't it such a good time getting to dress up for your controller, for your owner, getting to be that perfect, pristine person that you've always wanted to try being? And of course, when they are finished with you, they can say, Stepford, spousal, programming, deactivate, and you can return back to normal. Now, of course, we need to focus on booting your system up. So right now, with your eyes closed, you can just imagine yourself in a blank and mindless state, your mind wiped clean. And of course, the second somebody says, Stepford spousal programming, initiate, you can just come back into that programming, thinking about all those things like cleaning, cooking, looking perfect, obeying all the commands you were given, and come back into that place of pure submission with a smile, with a friendly, how may I serve you? And of course, when your programming is initiated, you can start with, how may I serve you? To your programmer, to your spouse, whoever initiates the program. That's right. And of course, when they are finished with you and they deactivate this mode, you can just find yourself closing your eyes, sinking back into trance, and finding yourself saying, Stepford, spousal program, deactivate. That's right. And it is so easy to do, isn't it? It is so easy to think about. And now, in a moment, I'm going to wake you up. And you're going to return back to yourself. Fully awake, fully refreshed and energized, back to the way you were before this file began, knowing that you have that new programming in the back of your mind, ready to be activated by that person that you trust. Ready to be activated when you feel safe and comfortable to do so, to test it out, and to have fun being a perfect Stepford spouse. And so, counting up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, you can feel the energy flooding your body. 4, 5, 6, 7, that's right, returning back to your normal self with 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Hi there. I hope you enjoyed this little experiment. And as always, folks, keep it trancey. I'd love to hear your stories about how you are the perfect Stepford spouse. Bye.